Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day. We suffered a lot through the summer. And the first day of fall brought us some really nice weather. It is a great, great looking day. Hey, it's Thursday. We're getting close to the weekend. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. Ian Hoke, our senior studio producer, is in the other studio at the controls of the show. And we've got a lot to talk about today. We're going to, again, keep it as fun as we possibly can. But there's really a lot going on. I want to remind you that we still have the Open Heart Jewelers talk line. The temporary line is still in effect. And that number is 504-309-1053. Now, the Open Heart text line is still the same, 260-1870. Now, see, the 1870, see, we're 870 AM, and the temporary number is 105.3 FM, 105.3, which is our FM signal. So it's 504-309-1053. So write that down. That's the WWL temporary Open Heart Jewelers talking text line. There's going to be a citywide music festival for New Orleans coming up in October, about the time that we might have had a Jazz Fest. So this is just coming out now, and a lot of information is coming out. Good news, because it's going to be a fun time. And this is going to be October 7th to the 17th. 30 venues scattered between Uptown and the Bywater. So it's going to kind of be all over the place. And that should be fun. I mean, look, I'm up for a party. NOLA by NOLA. It's kind of a takeoff on Southwest by Southwest, which is the big festival in Austin. So that's cool. Yeah, we'll be keeping track of that as it gets a little bit closer. I watched the new, you know, I've called it a sitcom, but it really is a drama. I watched the new Wonder Years last night, the reboot of the original series. And it's about a 12-year-old black kid. Remember Kevin Arnold, played by Fred Savage, in the original Wonder Years? He was a 12-year-old white kid, and this is a 12-year-old black kid who was growing up in 1968 in Montgomery, Alabama. I was really impressed with the show. It was funny, but there were some really, really touching moments. So we're going to talk about that in the 3 o'clock hour. And I'd love to hear from you if you saw the show. And also, since this is a remake of a show that shows a black perspective, what other shows maybe should be redone to show a different perspective? Black, Hispanic, Asian, Middle Eastern, whatever. And I would love to talk to you, again, this is in the 3 o'clock hour. I'd love to talk to those of you who are black and grew up watching sitcoms that were about white people, like Leave It to Beaver, even Happy Days. I mean, Happy Days, I remember the one black character. There might have been more than one, but I remember the black character. Richie had a band, and the drummer's name was Styx. And it was a black kid. And there was a big deal about, and then the Cunninghams, one of Howard's army buddies was getting married. And there was a lot of criticism from the neighbors because they were having this black wedding at Howard's house. Now, this was in the 1950s. Thank God that's not a big deal anymore, but it was a big deal back then. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. Also, we'll have the latest on the Gabby Petito mystery. And it's still a mystery. Where's the boyfriend? Where is this guy? So he goes on a hike in this reserve area. It's got to be really rough and rugged. They can't find him. Gee, you think he's running for something? I think maybe he's running from something. Yeah. I want to talk about that. We talked about that a little bit yesterday, about how the story of Gabby Petito really doesn't affect our lives. But it's fascinating. And we're interested in it. And that's what motivates the news to cover stories. So what other real-life crisis captured your attention? Can you think of like a real-life crisis? I mean, I can think of a few. And it's like Hollywood couldn't write a better script than this. So what real-life crises seem to unfold like a movie made in Hollywood? We'll talk about that a little bit later. Also, the trash buildup continues. It not only stinks, but apparently it is dangerous to your health. You're not supposed to breathe the stench. All kind of stuff in there. And apparently it hurts the atmosphere as well. And also, why should consumers have to ask for credit for the days the power, the cable, and the internet were out? Shouldn't those refunds be automatic? Ian, have you gone on to ask for refunds yet?
We weren't even out of this office building in our emergency coverage before I had already lit up Cox about giving me a discount for the time that I was not able to use my internet.
And how was your experience?
It was fine. I was frustrated, like a lot of people, because at the time, this was like September 8th or 9th, somewhere in there, where, you know, the danger had passed, but nobody had really gone home yet. Everybody on Twitter was talking about it. They were talking, hey, if you send a direct message to the Cox help account and give them your information, they'll give you a partial refund on this month's charges for the amount of time that you weren't able to use your internet. And I said, well, fine, I'll do that because I got the time and the technical ability to do that. But this is really stupid. Like, why did Cox – you think for 1 second – Cox Communications does not know when my internet is on and when it is off. Why are they making me take the initiative to send them a direct message on Twitter?
No, that's the exact point, and that's the point that was brought up by.
I wanted my money, yeah. But I thought it was a pain in the ass process.
Well, that's a question that Public Service Commissioner Eric Scrimeta is bringing up. He said, you know, why do we have to ask for the refund or the credit for those days? Why isn't it automatic? Because you know exactly when it came out, when it was on, when it was out, when it came back on. So why shouldn't that be automatic? It should be. And, you know, once again, you know, it is a storm. It is a tragedy that is really revealing many of the flaws in our society. And at times like this, you see the best of people and things, and you see the worst of people and things. And so we got to get a lot of things straightened out here. And even though Cox is not technically a monopoly, and look, I'm a Cox subscriber. I've got Cox Cable. I've got Cox Internet. And I pay them what I think is a really good portion of my salary every month. Mm-hmm. So I'm a Cox subscriber. But that doesn't mean that I'm not going to be honest about the service that we're all getting. And it's not about me. I'm just using my experience to talk to you about what I know you're experiencing as well. And there shouldn't be this this hoop that we have to jump through to get credit for the days that the cable was out, because they know. And what they're hoping for is that you don't take the time to challenge it. And they're hoping for that because they make money if you don't challenge it. And I haven't done it yet. Ian's already done it. I haven't done it yet, but I will do it. But there are a lot of people who won't do it. I have found Cox to be very good about crediting my account when cable's out. So I will give them that credit. But you got to take the initiative, and maybe that's something that should change. And I agree with Public Service Commissioner Eric Scrimeta. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the temporary Oakenheart Jewelers talk line is 504-309-1053. 309-1053. 309-1053. What a great day. It was fun looking for some bumper music that reflects this day. I hope you enjoyed yesterday afternoon and last night. It's nice. Had the windows open. top down driving in. Oh, yeah. Life is good. I hope it's good for you as well. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yes, it feels so, so good. I hope you're having a great day and enjoying the weather. It's going to be really nice for the next couple of days, really through the weekend and maybe even into next week. Great, great weather. Let's enjoy it. Bell Chase Auditorium is hosting a job opportunity fair. It started at 1 o'clock. It goes on until 4. And it's an opportunity for you to maybe get a job. And this is really a great opportunity for you to go look into job possibilities. So if you're looking for a job or know somebody who is, get over to the Bell Chase Auditorium. Job opportunities from 1 until 4 of today. Also, the city council, the full city council, is going to deal with energy and the fact that all 8 transmission lines into the city failed. And they are going to apparently be held accountable for that, and rightfully so. I'm getting some new messages about Cox, but here's Robin Metairie who wants to talk about this as well. Hey, Rob, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, good afternoon. I've certainly had my issues with Cox in the past, you know, kind of feeling stuck, you know, because they're pretty much a monopoly. But in their defense on this one, I got a text a couple days ago that said that they were going to automatically credit my bill for the time that the service was out. And then after listening to your show, I called just to see if that was going to happen. And when you get the automated system, it links your phone number to your account, and it says press 1 if you're inquiring about a bill credit due to Hurricane Ida. And when I hit 1, it said your bill is automatically being credited for the time you were out of service. That's good.
Okay, so let's correct that right now, that Cox is proactive and they're not forcing us to go in there and take the initiative ourselves, that they're going to do it. And that is to Cox's credit.
I don't know if they're doing it for everyone. They did it on my account. Oh,
Well, I'll have to check on my. Well, I think we're getting some other. I think we're getting comments that that's happening. In fact, Rob, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Ian Hoke with a couple of the text messages about this.
More than one text message from people saying that their Cox experience has been more fruitful than ours might have been earlier in the month. Where, well, here's a text that says the credit is automatic with Cox if you were out for more than 7 days. It was the other companies that were not giving credits. Okay. I just got Cox back yesterday. So I also have been in touch more than I'd like to admit with Cox. The issue is no one trusts Cox's word, and that's why we take the initiative.
Well, and, you know, again, you know, these companies have not always been transparent with us. And so when something is wrong or when you think that something might not be fair, the skepticism automatically kicks in. It's the same with the city. And with politics, it's really not our fault. It's a condition of the way we've been treated. We're conditioned to react this way.
Here's a text that says, I have Spectrum Charter, and I had to call to ask for my credit, too. Almost $70.
Yeah, again, I don't think it's kind of like when, you know, the city gives you a ticket. And in some cases, you know, maybe you could challenge the ticket. But they don't think you're going to take the time to do it. Mm-hmm. And for most people, it's not worth it to take your time to challenge it. And so you just pay the ticket, which really is unfair to the citizens. But that's just the way it is. So, yeah, I'm wondering if there might be companies that are going to want to not want to refund people, give people credit for those days off, or the days when the service was out. Because if they don't say anything, people will just pay the bill anyway.
I've spent so much time in my adult life on the phone. Either here or on the phone with Entergy or Cox or Medicaid or whatever it was. And I feel like I'm pretty good at navigating those systems. And it's I don't mind doing it because, I don't know, I just have the right temperament for it. I guess I've been conditioned for that. But other people that don't want to spend 30 or 40 minutes on the phone, you know, pushing the right option and making sure you say the right thing to the right person. Oh, God, did I end up in the wrong department? Can you help me? Da-da-da. Like, it is a system that you have to navigate. And if you don't want or have the ability to do that, then you won't. And then Cox gets to keep your money.
Well, I don't have the temperament for it. Mm-hmm. I calm down and I always tell the person I'm talking to, I know this isn't your fault. And I say that in a very calm way, mm-hmm. but I am really, really frustrated. I think you and I need to do a bit one day on what it's like to call any place. If you want this, hit or say one or two or three or four. And then when you finally get to the person, you've given up some information. You get to somebody and you got to give the information again. Yeah. It's like you never gave it.
If I have to tell a story like, hey, the reason that my insurance has a lapse in it or the reason that this prescription didn't go through, I always have the script written out in front of me because I know I'm probably going to have to recite it more than one time. You explain it to the first person so that they can direct your call. And then the person to whom they direct your call, you need to explain it to them again.
I know. It's also frustrating when you get connected to somebody else and they want to know the information that you've already given out because you have to do it again. You're right. You know. But, yeah, it's very, very confusing.
Here's a text message that says, I am white. And I grew up watching Sanford and Son and Jeffersons and Good Times and The Cosbys. I also grew up watching Fat Albert. I don't quite understand what you are trying to get to except to add more divisiveness.
Well, I think it's for baby boomers that, you know, those shows weren't around then. I mean, things did change by the 70s. Mm-hmm. But back in the 50s and 60s, the TV shows were all white sitcoms. The Donna Reed Show, Leave It to Beaver, Father Knows Best. I can go on and on and on. And we really should just look at shows as shows that are fun to watch. I mean, I love My Wife and Kids. I think that's a brilliant, brilliant show. I love Blackish. I think that's a really funny show. And I enjoyed The Wonder Years last night from the perspective of a 12-year-old black kid growing up in Montgomery, Alabama in 1968. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in the final hour. But no, I'm never here to cause controversy, but we're here to talk about things that do affect our lives. And so I understand your perspective that, yes, but even when those shows were out, there was still most of the shows were still about white people. And so if you grew up black in America, I'm assuming that especially back in the 50s and 60s when boomers were coming of age, that you felt left out.
I don't think it's divisive to point out that there were many black-centric television programs in the first couple decades of American broadcasting. Like, that's just our history, and the acknowledgement of it in an honest way, that shouldn't make it, that shouldn't hurt anybody's feelings. That shouldn't make them think that you're intentionally being controversial or divisive. That's just, that's just being honest about where we're going.
When I was a kid, I thought Amos and Andy was a funny show. I mean, I watched, I thought it was really funny. But apparently it was too stereotypical and it was degrading and they took it off the air. Even back in the 60s or 50s, I forget when they took Amos and Andy off the air, but they took, suddenly it was gone, and it was a show that I watched all the time. I didn't think anything negative about it. I didn't think about race. I just thought, hey, these people are funny. I mean, this is a funny show, because I didn't think of them as blacks. I thought of them as people who, you know, the Kingfish was always trying to con Andy out of something. And, it, I mean, it was kind of like, almost like the relationship that Ralph Cramden has with Ed Norton on The Honeymooners. Ralph's always up to some idea. Well, the Kingfish was always up to some idea, and he's always conning Andy into doing something. So, you know, but I understood, and it went away. But, you know, there were a lot of things that were missing back then that would make me feel like, if I were black growing up in America, that, well, maybe I'm not included. And, you know, if you're white, sometimes you don't even feel included today.
Looks like Amos and Andy, there was a cross-country tour in 1956. If I'm reading this quickly, correctly, the television show was done by 1953. Can that be right? TV adaptations, the Amos and Andy Show, 1951 and 1953.
I think it may have aired longer. Maybe they finished the production. It may have aired longer, but then they took it off because, I mean, I would have been too young to even remember watching Amos and Andy.
I feel like kind of a jerk now because I didn't know that it was a radio show first. From the 1920s.
Yeah, it went way.
Original March 19th, 1928, the debut of the Amos and Andy Show. My gosh, I had no idea. Well, you learn something new every day.
Yeah, and it was very,
minstrel-y.
It was. I mean, yeah. it was. But again, I was a kid. I was a white kid growing up in the suburbs, and I didn't think anything negative about it. I just thought, hey, this guy's trying to con this guy, and it's actually kind of funny. So anyway, we'll talk more about the new Wonder Years and the reboot of the original series, which is about the 12-year-old kid growing up in Montgomery, Alabama. And I thought the show was really, really well done. We'll also talk about maybe some other shows that could be redone to show a different perspective. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers temporary talk line is 504-309-1053. 504-309-1053. And the text line is the same, 260-1870. Also, let's talk a little bit about the garbage situation, because I'm reading that the garbage that is still out there can be lethal. I mean, it's not good for you. It's a health hazard. So a lot of Southeast Louisiana is struggling to deal with this rotten, smelly garbage. And the situation is so bad that Governor Edwards is trying to get federal help.
More than 3 weeks after Hurricane Ida hit, huge piles of rancid trash and debris litter this region. Some lifelong residents don't know how much more they can take.
The city can't provide the most basic service, picking up garbage.
Tens of thousands need homes. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards went to Washington seeking financial help.
There's an instrument currently pending, actually two of them, before Congress that would allow us to get started on Hurricane Ida.
Restoration of power, internet, and other services continues. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
Yeah, so it's a bad situation, and it more than stinks. It's not good for you. So anyway, just be aware of that, and don't, I mean, not that anybody's hanging around the garbage, but it's giving off these gases, all this stuff that gets rotten, all combines together and gives off these gases, and it's not good for you. All right, let's go to Kenner, and Scott, you're on WWL. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Scoot. So when I was a child and watching Amos and Andy, it was a well-written show. It was funny. Never thought about the black part.
I didn't either.
That really didn't come into play. I got one thing to say. the people are offended because of how things were, what would you say, how they were rendered at that time, and they're offended. What about us with Duck Dynasty? We should be outraged.
Really? That's a good point. And look, a lot of people weren't happy with the image. A lot of people thought that everybody in Louisiana would have the image of everybody in Louisiana from Duck Dynasty. And as we know, that is only a small section, maybe bigger than some people think it is, but that's only a section of the state population and really very indigenous to North Louisiana.
And with that said, I never give a moment's thought. It's just a joke about Duck's Dynasty. Hey,
it's
people
funny.
Need to get a life and move on. Humor is
I agree. And, you know, back in those days, Scott, that was an early controversy, you know, over black versus white. Because, again, I was confused because, like you, I just saw the show as a fun show. And I thought, okay, well, you know, this guy is trying to take advantage of this guy. And this guy might not be that bright because he keeps going along with it. But, I mean, comedy has always been based on people who are not that bright.
This would be correct.
All right, Scott. I appreciate the call.
Have a good one.
All right. If you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers Temporary Talk Line is 504-309-1053. If you're on hold, hang on. We're coming right back with more of your comments. Yeah, we're talking a lot of trash. Not trash talking, we're talking about trash because, there's so much of it out there. I mean, this is New Orleans. It's kind of a trashy city. But it has gotten to the point where it's just unbearable for some of you. I'm fortunate that I don't have that problem, but I empathize with those of you who have the trash problem. And the city needs to do a better job. And going forward, they need to really reassess everything that's going on with their relationship with the company that picks up your trash. I'm Scoot. We'll come back on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I hope you've got the windows open, whether it's your car or your home. Well, I mean, you know, there's going to be a point where you know you might have to turn the air on during the day. But it's just so nice. You got ceiling fans. You could open the windows. And if you're driving around, man, open the window. If you got a sunroof or a convertible, man, put it down. Open it up. It is just so great. It ain't always like this. And it's not always like this early in the season. But let's just enjoy it while it's here. I'm Scoot. Really glad you're with us. Hey, you can join me on the Scoot on the YouTube channel. It's an extension of the radio show here on WWL. And just go to YouTube, type in Scoot on the Air, and I hope you become a subscriber. It's free, and we give you a personalized notice every time we post something. And there's a lot of interesting stuff there. And I'm also posting on the WWL Radio Facebook page, also Scoot on the Air Facebook and Scoot on the Air Instagram as well. Let's go to New Orleans, and Janice, you're on WWL. Hey, Janice.
Hello, Scoot. How you doing?
I'm good.
That's good. I wanted to mention something. There's just a couple of things here. I just saw on my phone that a 20-year-old girl died of COVID. This is so sad. And then the other day, I heard people talking again about older people and everything. People, let me tell you something. Please go get your vaccination if you can. Because this is not just something that's affecting the elderly. It's taken lives of young people. It's taken mothers from children, children from parents. It's really, really sad. So please, if you can, please get the vaccine. Now, here's the number for Metro Disposal, which is the garbage people. 520-8331. The other day, the garbage truck came, and I'm so happy. I'm out there on the front porch, and I'm watching them. And they're emptying the cans and leaving the bags. So I'm like, what in the world is up with this? So I called the company, and this man told me that what the situation is that with all the stuff out there on the streets now, they do not have enough room in the trucks to take it all. So the trucks that I was seeing were only doing cans. And there's another crew that's supposed to come to do bags, but they have yet to come. And I'm standing there thinking about that song. I was on my front porch thinking about, ooh, that smell. Well, I'll tell you about that smell. Oh, let me tell you about that
it's
smell,
bad.
Scoot.
It's
when,
bad.
When I came inside, that smell was in my living room. In a few minutes, it went away.
Yeah.
But I was getting ready to go get the can of air freshener. I'm like, oh, my God, this stinks in my house. I don't need this.
No, it's bad. Nobody wants their house to stink.
Absolutely, yeah. But they were out there opening all the garbage can lids, you know, to get the truck, get the cans to the trucks and all. So, yeah, that odor was just permeating everywhere.
Well, this is a moment of reckoning for a lot of people and a lot of groups and for politicians as well. And we'll see how this plays out. But some changes need to be made. Janice, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Metairie. And Bob, you're on WWL. Hey, Bob.
Hello, Scoot.
Yes.
Yeah, my name is Bob. I'm calling from Metairie.
Hey, Bob.
And I just wanted to mention one joke that you played on the air a long time ago. I heard you mention about the honeymoon.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it something we can tell on the air today? Because I said some things in the past that I wouldn't want to say today.
You did it on the air. It was a clean joke. And to me, every time I pay, you remember the bank of pay phones that used to be on Canal Boulevard?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
You had called one of those pay phones.
Yeah.
And some guy picked up the phone, and you asked to speak to a bus driver. You had an important message to give to this bus driver. And you said the bus driver's name was Ralph Cramden. And sure enough, a bus stopped, and the door opened up, and the guy wanted to speak to the bus driver, and he asked the bus driver, is your name Ralph Cramden? And every time I pass Canal, but those banks of pay phones are gone now. But every time I pass that area, I bust out laughing when I think
well, that's
about
it. Well, I'm glad I made you laugh. Yeah, I used to call a pay phone. You know, that was in the cool days before the FCC made you identify people before they even got on the air. But I would call random pay phones, and people would pick up the phones. And I remember one of them, I said, look, I left something there. The other day, and I want to know if it's still in the payphone booth. I left it. It's a costume. It's red and blue. There's a red cape and a big letter S. Do you see that?
Yeah.
No, I don't. And then the guy would say, no, I don't see that. Well, if you see it, would you give me a call back? My name is Clark Kent.
Yeah.
So. You know, yeah, I had fun doing that. That was again at a time we could do that. Hey, Bob, thanks for remembering that. That's cool. And I had a guy tell me the other night at Counting Crows. He said, "You bought me a drink last time I was here, and every time I go to the Sanger and I pass by the drink line, I think about how you bought me a drink." That's why you do these things. You try to do nice things for people so they remember you while you're still alive. All right, if you've got a comment, the Oakland Art Jewelers temp phone line, talk line, is 504-309-1053. 309-1053. LSU Health New Orleans Director of Environmental Health Sciences, Dr. James Diaz, says that the rotting filth not only stinks, but it's harmful to your health. He said it includes methane and also hydrogen sulfide, And you don't want to inhale that because these gases can not only hurt the atmosphere, but they can also trigger asthma and bronchitis. It's kind of like air pollution. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. It was on this day in 1978, Earth, Wind & Fire's cover of the Beatles song, Got to Get You Into My Life, hit number one on the R&B charts. Another example of cultural appropriation, right? No, hey, this was a good song. They did a good job with this. Hey, did they do it the other night? We talked to Neil Norman in the crossover at 1 o'clock, and he said it was really great. And Kevin Cassidy, our market manager, general manager, went as well, said it was awesome. Said he saw a lot of groups of like four women together, like they left their husbands and their boyfriends behind, and they all went out together to go to Earth, Wind & Fire because maybe the guys didn't want to go see Earth, Wind & Fire. You guys let your women go out alone like that? Seriously? I mean, you know, guys are looking at them. Hey, I'm sure they can be trusted, though. They're just out having a good time. We'll talk about the update on the Gabby Petito mystery coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.